I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, thank you for joining me at Her Addiction Podcast. This is Pastor Rachel Young. I'm the director of Mary Song. Also went through Mary Song. It made 10 years on December 7th. I just want to share a word with you. I think it's super important that we get a word from the Lord every year, because as we go through different struggles and challenges, which we all do, we have something to hold on to, something to ground us and root us into Him, so that we're not moved and distracted and discouraged and blown up by our circumstances. Last year, my word was sing, and it came from Isaiah, "Sing, O barren one." And then there's also another scripture in 2 Chronicles where a king was being confronted with this huge army, and it was an impossible situation. And so he prostrated himself before the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him, and he told him to send out the Levites and the singers. And they went out against this great army, and they were singing. And the army turned upon itself and destroyed itself. And then the Levites and the people went in and gathered all the plunder. So I've been standing on that word all year in 2021. And it's really pulled me through some challenging times with COVID and just the hurricane and different circumstances in my life. And around October, I realized that every morning that I was waking up, I was hearing a song. And I was like, wow. And I started recording it. Now, I know it had been happening before October, but you know how when you wake up and if you don't go write something down, you just forget. So I was forgetting. And then in October, after the hurricane, I really took note and I began to write them down. And every single day since I started writing them down, I've had a new song. And sometimes it's just been an encouragement in the actual song. They're all worship songs because I don't listen to music other than worship music, Christian music. And sometimes those songs were super specific to certain things that I was going through. And just the other day, I literally woke up hearing in my thoughts, "Sunshine, you are my sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." I mean, I haven't heard that song since I was little, and I don't think anybody ever even sang me that song. And of course, Jesus is my sunshine, and He does make me happy when skies are gray, but the awesome thing about it was like He was singing it to me, as a dad sings to a little girl just to put a smile on her face. It was super precious. I know the Lord's skies are never gray, you know, but He was singing it to me just to make me smile. And how can you not be moved by that? The creator of the universe, who formed us and knows us by name and every hair on our head, condescends, makes Himself lowly to come and be a part of our life and speak to us. I think it's profound, and it's just beautiful, and there's nothing like it. A person can tell you a million things and try to counsel you back to life or counsel you happy. All the Lord has to do is just one word, and everything can change. So this year, I feel like my word is the same for the church in general and Mary Song and me, and it's joyful anticipation. And I wrote a blog that I would like to share with you guys, and it's called Joyful Anticipation, and it's from Isaiah 35. You know, the other day, I was having a difficult day, and I went to my Bible, and I'm not the kind of person that opens it up and is like, what does thou want to speak to me, O Lord? But I just opened it up to read it. And when I opened it up it opened up to Isaiah 35. And I know that I had read it before because it was highlighted. But when I read it this time, it was like a rhema word from the Lord, a specific word for me. And it was like I'd never heard it before. And I want to read it to you. And this is the Passion Translation. The wilderness and dry land will be joyously glad. The desert will blossom like a rose and rejoice. Every dry and barren place will burst forth with abundant blossoms, dancing and spinning with delight. Lebanon's lush splendor covers it, the magnificent beauty of Carmel and Sharon. My people will see the awesome glory of Yahweh, the beautiful grandeur of our God. Strengthen those who are discouraged. Energize those who feel defeated. Say to the anxious and fearful, be strong and never afraid. Look, here comes your God. He is breaking through to give you victory. He comes to avenge your enemies. With divine retribution, he comes to save you. Then blind eyes will open and deaf ears will hear. Then the lame will leap like a playful deer, and the tongue-tied will sing songs of triumph. Gushing water will spring up in the wilderness, and streams will flow through the desert. The burning sand will become a refreshing oasis, the parched ground bubbling springs, and the dragon's lair a meadow with grass, reeds, and papyrus. There will be a highway of holiness called the Sacred Way. The impure will not be permitted on this road, but it will be accessible to God's people. And not even fools will lose their way. The lion will not be found there. No wild beast will travel upon it. They will not be found there. But the redeemed will find a pathway on it. Yahweh's ransomed ones will return with glee to Zion. They will return with a song of rejoicing and be crowned with everlasting joy. Ecstatic joy will overwhelm them. Weariness and grief will disappear. Wow, how awesome is that, right? This I received this after I knew that my word was going to be joyful anticipation. So it was like, wow. Like, God, you're so speaking to me, and I feel like he's speaking that to all of us. He wants us to know that his word is true, and it's yes and amen, and that we can stand on it through the hard times, and that he's making a way, and he's opening up the wilderness, streams in the desert. It's refreshing in a dry and parched land. So don't be discouraged. Don't be distracted by your circumstances. Set your eyes upon the Lord. Look to him, read his word, and be encouraged. So I'm going to continue reading my blog to you. It says, I love the word of God. No matter what I'm facing, I find strength and encouragement throughout its pages. Like Jeremiah, as we devour his word, it becomes the joy and delight of our hearts. After all, Jesus himself is the word. As we feast upon him, we cannot help but be joy-filled. From his fullness, we continually receive grace heaped upon more grace. John 7:37-38 says, Jesus stood and shouted out to the crowds, all you who are thirsty, come to me. Come to me and drink. Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being, just like the scripture says. So this year, look to Christ with joyful anticipation. He is the overflowing fountain that never runs dry. Our God fulfills his word to his people to the end of the age. He is our strength and our song. No matter where we have been and what he has done, there is always more. And he always saves the best for last. Oh, what a savior, what a friend. Drink of him today and be joy-filled and rejoice. And again and again and again I say, rejoice. Isaiah 43:18-21. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me, for I supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise. Woohoo! That's really in the blog, and we need to do that. Praise his holy name. Happy New Year, and God bless. Acts 2:17 and 21 says, "And in the last days it shall be, declares God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So God says in the latter days he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. So I want you to be expectant. I want you to be receptive. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to take this word and fasten it to your heart. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Look to Jesus. He is our overflowing, never-ending fountain that never runs dry. So when man fails and the system fails and circumstances fail, Christ never fails.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.